Hi.
Good to see you. Good to be seen. We survived the weekend, mostly. Some of our students are still trying to survive the weekend, so we'll see how that works out. Brothers and sisters, our Old Testament lesson today comes from Joshua, coming from the 5th chapter, verses 9 through 12. Listen for the word of our Lord. The Lord said to Joshua, "Today I have rolled away from you the disgrace of Egypt, and so that this place is called Gilgal to this day. While the Israelites were camped in Gilgal, they kept the Passover in the evening on the 14th day of the month in the plains of Jericho. On the day after the Passover, on that very day, they ate the produce of the land, unleavened cakes and parched grain. The manna ceased on the day they ate the produce of the land, and the Israelites no longer had manna. They ate the crops of the land of Canaan that year." Sisters and brothers, this is the word of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
40 years of the exact same food 3 times a day. Tell me the Commons is bad. Please, tell me that, guys. You don't know how good you got it. 40 years in the wilderness. Now, I know there had to have been a cookbook made, 30 ways to serve manna, or there had to be something going on there to try to change the food that they were getting. And sure, they wanted meat, and that didn't turn out so well. It ended up rotting at their feet before it was all over. I think after that, they just shut up and ate it. Now, I can say for me, that's not a problem. I would eat the same thing, and my wife is looking at me, and she's going to laugh, because I do. Every day, I have the same thing for lunch. Every morning, I have the same thing for breakfast. And had she not been making dinner, I would eat the same thing probably every night for dinner. I'm very utilitarian when it comes to food. It just is like filling up the gas tank. She is more gourmet. She makes great food, and I'm really happy for her, but don't tell her. But if she just didn't, I would eat anything. I really don't know, but I cannot imagine 40 years of eating the same thing 3 times a day. Just stop for a minute and think about that. And they considered it a blessing, for it was a blessing. This was a blessing because they were in a territory where there wasn't food to be found, especially for the multitudes that they had. This was going through desert lands. Trying to get water just was hard enough, much less coming up with some kind of food to eat for all those people who were going to the promised land. At least at some point they would get to the promised land. Food is a necessity, is it not? Without it, last week we talked about the water of life that God brings to us through Jesus Christ, the water that keeps us really truly alive. Well, food has the same thing. It keeps us alive too. Without taking in calories, eventually we will die. And God fed them every day for 40 years. So students, those of you between 18 and 22, think about getting to 62 and having had the exact same food for the next 40 years. Okay, next time you'll say something bad about the Commons, just think of that, okay? So you'll get over whatever they do when you have that. But the point is, God fed them in a barren place all 40 years. 3 times a day, no matter what happened, they got manna. They ate. You wonder, why, God, did you make them wander around for 40 years? Why? Is there something you could give them besides manna? Maybe with some, salt and pepper too? I don't know. I just kind of wonder that people had to stop and think, ish. But God was faithful. God was faithful even as the Israelites, or the future Israelites, were not always faithful. They rebelled. They made a calf out of gold and worshiped a calf. And God's anger was hot, but Moses talked him off the ledge, and God still kept giving manna, so that physically they might experience the love of God. The love of God that came to them every time they were hungry, they got fed. They didn't have to read the menu. They didn't have to worry about carrying it around too much. And we might look at that and say that there's something wrong with that. But He fed them. God fed them every day. And you have to believe that God's smarter than us, or at least I know He's smarter than I am, and I really think He knows, God knows what He's doing. And God says, guess what? I'm going to do this so that you can learn that I am a truthful God, that I'm a God that can be counted on to do what He says, what God says He's going to do, and I will take care of you. And He did it 3 times a day for 40 years. And they arrive at the promised land, the land that is flowing with milk and honey. And it is just as they go to have the meal at Passover. And they had manna again, in a manner, the bread, the wine, or the water. And they celebrated that night in Egypt, 40 years ago, when they were freed. They were freed from the slavery that they had been taken into in Egypt. And God freed them and set them free to walk for 40 years across the desert, or around the desert if you pull out the map. And God was still taking care of them. And after this meal, the manna stopped. And you have to wonder, if you're like me, all week long I've been wondering, okay, why didn't He start a week earlier and stop it? They'd have been really hungry and happy when they got into the promised land that they made their own meal. But no, God wouldn't do that, because God promised, I will take care of you on this journey. Now these are the sons and daughters of the people He originally told that through Moses, that they would be taken care of. 40 years has gone by, and all of the people who were slaves in Egypt have now died in this arduous journey across for their old age and everything else. And everything is new and different. It's a time of change. God does some of His best work in those times of change. Water, you have to have it on this trip. Liquid, we know, without it in several days, it will solve medical problems for us, and eventually, very quickly, we die. God provided water. God provided food. The other thing necessary for life. And God gave it to them, telling them how much He was going to care for them, because they were God's people. How often do we gather around the table to eat and give thanks to God for the opportunity to be with our family, our friends, others in celebration, or just to ourselves sitting at lunch eating a turkey sandwich? How often do we say, thank you, God, How often do our prayers go up? And really, as we stop and think about it, God too is still providing for us, for the people of God. Now that doesn't mean that people who are starving are not the people of God. Because I think one of the things that God wants from us is to learn, especially in this, the water and the food that has gone on in these 2 weeks, is that we too have gotten the benefit of God blessing us with food and water, feeding us, keeping us alive, putting us into that situation. But then God asks, pass it on. Pass it on. This is what I'm calling you to do also. I think all of this, God could have just straight lined them right to the other side of the promised land to get to the promised land. They could have done it in 40 days probably. They wouldn't have had to have 40 years of manna. God wouldn't have had to send 40 years of manna there every day. It could have just gone faster. And so often we get so caught up in being efficient, we forget that God calls us to be human beings who love one another. Food, water, the very things that we have to live, God gives to us in spades, especially around here. Our whole lives kind of somehow go around and revolve around eating meals that are special. At Christmas, we all have special dishes we want. At Thanksgiving, we all know what everybody's getting. Easter, Memorial Day, gotta have a hot dog. It's the beginning of summer. Food is very important because it helps keep us alive. But more importantly, God uses us to tell us how much God loves us and how much we are to love others. Food, water, the very basics of life, and still in this world, millions do not have access to enough water and food. How do we love God for making sure that we can worry too much about eating too much as opposed to worrying about finding our next meal? God promised. God did. We have promised to be God's people. What are we going to do? Food, water, manna, nothing terrible about that. It kept them alive for 40 years. But in this time of change, God gave the opportunity to His people to move into a land that wasn't given to them. They had to go get it. But God sent God's people not just to take care of their own, but take care of everyone. Food. Water. Not that hard. But somehow we're failing. We're failing children, families, whole countries. It seems several thousand years have gone by, and we really haven't gotten the message just yet. God feeds us so that we may feed others. God loves us so that we would love others. In a country where we spend hours upon hours, day after day after day, arguing about how the government should look, how it should be run, who's the best baseball team in all of the world. Of course, we settled the fact that Hamden City is the best college ever, so we don't have to worry about that anymore. But all the time we spend with so many things that truly have nothing to do with life and death and loving God and being loved by God. Couldn't we spend some of that time feeding someone who needs it? Food, water, and the good news of a God who loved his children so much until they got to a place flowing with milk and honey. God sustained them and lifted them up to be a people who lifted others up. Let us remember that and be those people who ate the manna and the milk and the honey and shared it. And let us share all that we have with all those who hunger and thirst for righteousness and for just water and food. Thanks be to God.